I don't want to set the world.
We are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
President.
Welcome to the Rising Republic, comrades. Today's date, January 26th, Tuesday, January 26th, 2021. Corona Joe, COVID Joe, Uncle Joe, Corn Pop has been occupying the office of the President of the United States for 6 days now. And I would like to say that he's not, I don't want to say this, he's doing an awful job. I want people to succeed. Anytime anybody enters the office of the United States, the President of the United States, the executive office, I want them to succeed. I want them to be successful. I want the Republic to flourish. I want to see jobs created. I desire to see freedom of expression expounded on and practiced. I desire to see the Second Amendment respected and uninfringed. I expect a right to privacy. But I got to tell you, the last 6 days have been anything but that. The last 6 days have been absolutely insane. And I have no idea where I can even start or even begin to talk about all the craziness that's happened in just 6 days. But I think it's safe to say at this point that we've probably seen it all. We've seen everything. The fundamental transformation of America is underway. It's like everything that the crew was working on is full speed ahead. There are some really crazy things that I'm going to be talking about here in a little bit. And it's not only frustrating, it's sickening. It's deeply disturbing. And I have been in mourning for our country for some time now. Since November 4th, when I woke up and I saw all the craziness that had happened in the middle of the night. For 2 months, 2 months and almost 3 weeks, tyranny has won. And it breaks my heart. I can't help but to notice how we practically skipped over socialism and rolled right into communism. It's deeply, deeply saddening. But in those 6 days, here's a list of some things I jotted down I wanted to just kind of cover. Remember, I'm not a reporter. Go do your own homework. But Biden broke his promises and attacked the oil industry is one of the first things he did. He signed an executive order, which, you know, on this program, on this show, on this podcast, you all know I do not approve of executive orders. I didn't like them when Trump was in office. I didn't like them when Obama was in office or anybody before. And I don't like them now. They are an overreach of power. It is not his job to write laws. Even if Congress can't get along and do it right, it's their job to do it. What's the point in having a Congress if the president is going to executive order everything to death? In an instant, on day one, we've lost, I think actually it was one day, on day two, tens of thousands of jobs was instantly erased by the swipe of a pen. The Keystone Pipeline went down. The oil that was being brought in from our friends in Canada, the whole construction project was killed. Just like that, it's gone. he put us back in with the lying World Health Organization. You know, the ones that lied to us and told us that there was no need to stop airplanes from coming into the United States. There was no need to stop travel, to put a ban on travel. That it wasn't as communicable as it turned out to be. That was the World Health Organization, and they were lying to us. And Corona Joe's back in there with them. He also signing bills he can't identify. I'm going to try to find that video for you here in a little bit. But he literally is handed an executive order that I guarantee you he didn't write because he didn't have the cognitive capabilities to do it. An executive order was put in front of him. He says, I don't even know what I'm signing. And he signed it anyway. And there's other reports that he's been signing blank pieces of paper. No doubt so that they can later on, it's like a blank check, folks. They can make it out to be whatever they want it to be. And it'll look like the President of the United States signed off on it, which I'm not going to identify. He's not going to be called the president on this show, but he's an occupier of the Oval Office. Corona Joe is occupying the White House. He did not win, legit, and I don't care how many out there believe that he did. You're either ignorant of the knowledge or you're stupid. I'm sorry to be so blunt, but those are the only two ways that you could believe that he won this thing fair and square. It's impossible. It's been proven that it's mathematically impossible for him to pull off the numbers that he did. It's mathematically impossible for more people that are registered to vote in a state would cast more ballots than they have registered voters. And that's just one of thousands of instances. There's a war brewing in Iraq. There's been terrorist attacks. No doubt we're going to get pulled right back into another war. We've been 4 years with no wars. No wars under President Trump. The Democrat-controlled cities are miraculously reopening. Suddenly they've realized that all these lockdowns aren't working. Well, no, because it went out by AOC sometime way back in March. So we got to keep these places locked down because if we don't, then it's going to look good for President Trump. We keep them locked down, we suppress the economy, and that way it looks like he's doing a bad job, like he's been a bad president. Corona Joe signed another executive order so boys can now compete in girls' sports. I don't care how you identify, a male body in certain sports will always win against a female body. I shouldn't say always, but they will always have the advantage, put it that way. I was watching Tucker Carlson earlier, and I saw that there's a lady that has some world records for running. Her name was Allison. I knew I'd mess her name up by not writing it down. Allison Felix. As an adult female, she has some records as she's a champion. But teenage boys have beaten that record. Teenage boys. Now you tell me what female will have a chance against male competitors that are of the same age bracket. Men are biologically stronger. They have more muscle density, more fast muscle responses. They have thicker, stronger bones. It's biology. I don't care. It doesn't matter how you identify. The identification that you put on yourself does not change facts, doesn't change science. An impeachment process is underway for somebody that isn't even employed by the people of the United States anymore. Yes, that's right. They're still after President Trump. And he's not even the president anymore. Sanctions against free speech have escalated. They're getting worse. In case you guys haven't figured it out yet, I have permanently deactivated my Facebook account. I deactivated my YouTube channel for video bites, for the Rising Republic video bites on YouTube. I figure this, I can't personally take down big tech. I'm nothing to them. I'm just one person. But deactivating my accounts is the only way I can fight back against the tyranny, against the corruption. because big tech has become more powerful than our government. It's no longer the Constitution that we use in, you know, to protect our free speech. Now the threat isn't necessarily the government. Now our threat is big tech. Trump supporters are now labeled as domestic terrorists, despite the fact that several Antifa members were arrested, that infiltrated and were arrested at the January 6th Trump rally at the Capitol building. I want you to listen to this. This is a video that Don Winslow put together. And it's quite frightening. Because what we're seeing here in this video is the propaganda machine that is being fed to the left. Listen to this.
Chief, he will lose control of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Special Forces, and America's nuclear arsenal. On January 20th, Donald Trump will become the commander-in-chief of a different army. This army. The greatest threat facing America today comes from within. Radical extreme conservatives, also known as domestic terrorists. They are hidden among us, disguised behind regular jobs. They are your children's teachers. They work at supermarkets, malls, doctor's offices, and many are police officers and soldiers. For more than a decade, Donald Trump has spoken directly to white supremacists in their language.
Build that wall! Build that wall! Build that wall!
Pocahontas? Is it offensive? Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
In the middle of a presidential debate, Donald Trump was asked to disavow white supremacy. He refused. Instead, he told the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by.
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
They heard their leader. They even responded to him on Twitter, promising to stand by. And on January 6, 2021, Trump greenlit them. They suited up. They flew in. They took hotel rooms. They loaded their weapons, prepared their bombs. And they attacked with the intention of killing Nancy Pelosi and hanging Vice President Mike Pence.
They were vocally saying, "Where's the speaker? We know she has staff. They're here someplace. We're going to find them."
In the years ahead, Trump will lead his army of domestic terrorists. He will encourage and incite violence. He will play the role of arsonist and fireman. He will start a civil war and then say things were more peaceful when he was president. We have to fight back. In this new war, the battlefield has changes. Computers can be more valuable than guns. And this is what we need now more than ever, an army of citizen detectives. I'm proposing we form a citizen army. Our weapons will be computers and cell phones. We, who are monitoring extremists on the internet and reporting their findings to authorities. Remember, before the Navy SEALs killed Osama bin Laden, he had to be found. He was found by a CIA analyst working on a computer thousands of miles away. It's up to you.
Okay, there's a lot of problems with this little video that Don Winslow, author, comma, film producer, comma, liar, has put together. It's full of disinformation, it's miscontextualized, and it's downright a lie. Now, I want to play this again, but this time I'm going to stop it, I'm going to pause it, and I'm going to comment on it. Because there's a lot of stuff in here I want to highlight, I want to tell the truth about it. So let's see if we can start this thing over again.
20th, Donald Trump will no longer be the commander-in-chief. He will lose control of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Special Forces, and America's nuclear arsenal. On January 20th, Donald Trump will become the commander-in-chief of a different army. This army. The greatest threat facing America today comes from within. Radical extreme conservatives, also known as domestic terrorists.
Pause. Okay, radical extreme conservatives, otherwise known as domestic terrorists. Wow. In the past year, how many conservatives burned down Portland? In the past year, how many conservatives burned down Chicago? In the past year, how many conservatives burned down Minneapolis? In the past 4 years, how many conservatives threatened to cut off, in Obama's administration, how many conservatives threatened to cut off his head? How many conservatives threatened to blow up the White House? How many conservatives threatened to do all these things? But yet it's happening right now in the last 4 years, and it's more particularly in the last year, and Mr. Winslow and all the radical left have done nothing. They've remained silent because that's the chaos they want. That's the division they desire. They want to divide. They want to conquer. They want to point fingers and say that it was the right's problem, the right's fault. They're the reason why all this has happened. Conservatives are not domestic terrorists. And it's debatable as to who brought in a lot of this stuff and instigated a lot of this violence. Because as Mr. Winslow, I'm sure, may know, unless he's not watching the right wing, well, there's not a whole lot of it left. He's probably only watching CNN. And if he is, then he's probably not going to be aware of the fact that Antifa and BLM had infiltrated MAGA. And there is facts that they were arrested.
They are hidden among us, disguised behind regular jobs. They are your children's teachers. They work at supermarkets, malls, doctor's offices, and many are police officers and soldiers.
You know, how long have they been decrying for the police to be defunded? How long have they been saying that guns are bad? And now they're saying that we're just living, conservatives are just living amongst, it's true, we are just living amongst, so are liberals. We're all just Americans just living amongst each other. Liberals and conservatives are teachers. Liberals and conservatives are police officers. Liberals and conservatives are soldiers. There's a fine mixture everywhere in the United States. But you've been decrying defunding the police all this time. And now you want to point out that many of them are the bad guys? But yet, they're called in to the Capitol building to secure it, to protect Corona Joe. Oh, wait a second. I just remembered. 2,000 of them were sworn in as U.S. deputy marshals so they would have arrest powers. But of those 2,000, all of them were vetted through social media. Why? So they could make sure that there was no pro-Trumpers amongst any of the people who were there sworn to protect Biden. So they found a handful. And they removed them from the National Guard detail that was there at the Capitol building. Shunned them. Sent them away. It's disgusting.
For more than a decade, Donald Trump has spoken directly to white supremacists in their language.
Build that wall. Build that.
Okay, first of all, Mexico is not a race. Not sure if you need to go back to geography or social studies, but Mexico is a country. It's a nation to the south of the United States of America. And Donald Trump wanted to build a wall, not because he's racist, but because people have been flooding in through the southern border. Very dangerous people, like MS-13 gang members, like terrorists, like murderers and rapists. And they come here and they kill American people. Mr. Winslow, it's not racist to build a wall to protect the people of the United States. All countries have boundaries. All countries have borders. And I can't help but to think that the Capitol building put a bunch of walls up to protect themselves. How is this any different? Hypocrisy. Class A hypocrisy.
Wall! Build that wall!
Pocahontas? Is it offensive? Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry about that. Donald?
In case you forgot, Elizabeth Warren claimed to be a Native American. She was lying, of course. She had less than a fraction of a percent of Native American in her blood. And so he's calling her Pocahontas. Was that classy? No. But guess what? This is America, and in America we get to say what we want to.
Jesus.
Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Okay, a complete and utter shutdown, or total shutdown, of Muslims entering the United States. If you remember right, we were being attacked by radical Islam. Now, let me remind you again, Mr. Winslow, that that is a religion. It is not a race. Islam is not a race. Any person, any nationality, any race can be a Muslim. But when you're being attacked by a particular religion, you have to take defensive measures. That's what a good president does. You might not know anything about that because you've probably never been in a leadership position where you have to make really tough decisions like that. Decisions that cost people's safety, or more importantly, their lives.
In the middle of a presidential debate, Donald Trump was asked to disavow white supremacy. He refused. Instead, he told the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by.
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
Pause again. President Trump has many, many times, on multiple occasions, denounced white supremacy. He has denounced racism. He has denounced everything that causes division. But you don't want to hear that. You want to continue with your lie. And I've had it on this show before. And I got no problem sharing it again. Here, let's see if I can find that.
Nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
Whoa, what was that? Say it again, Donald, one more time.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
I agree, Mr. President. You got another sample for us?
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
Is that not enough for you? Here, one more.
And as I have said many times before, no matter the color of our skin, we all live under the same laws. We all salute the same great flag. And we are all made by the same Almighty God.
That is right, Mr. President. You'll never hear Corona Joe talk like that. He has denounced evil. Quit with your lies. Just quit it. Let's get back to Mr. Winslow's ad here. Back to the lies.
They heard their leader. They even responded to him on Twitter, promising to stand by. And on January 6, 2021, Trump greenlit them. They suited up. They flew.
Come on. He greenlit them. Are you talking about the Twitter post, the Twitter video that Twitter took down? Because he literally asked everybody to go to march to the Capitol building and to protest. That's what we do as Americans. It's called freedom of expression, to peaceably assemble. But you got people like Maxine Waters, who stands up in a crowd and says, if you see any conservative in a building, in a restaurant, in a public place, run them out. You didn't denounce that, Mr. Winslow. You don't seem to denounce anything that the left does. Your hypocrisy is astounding. I'm talking level 10. Sorry, we're in a sad, sad state. We are so close to communism. Back to Mr. Winslow's video.
When they took hotel rooms, they loaded their weapons, prepared their bombs, and they attacked with the intention of killing Nancy Pelosi and hanging Vice President Mike Pence.
Come on, I didn't see any loaded guns. There was two pipe bombs found. You don't know if those were Republicans or Democrats or Antifa or Proud Boys or anybody. There's no evidence of any of that. You're spreading lies and deceit and hate. You've got a lot of hate in your heart, Mr. Winslow. got a lot of hate.
They were vocally saying, "Where's the speaker? We know she has staff. They're here someplace. We're going to find them."
In the years ahead, Trump will lead his...
I like how they like to pick out the most... There are very few spots where people like crowded all together being really rowdy. The most of the Capitol grounds were peaceful. They were being escorted and led and by the Capitol Police, where the gates were being opened by Capitol Police. They were being escorted in by Capitol Police, and they were being walked into the chambers of the congressional chambers by Capitol Police. And there was no violence. Everybody was calm. For the most part, everybody that I have heard from on videos or posts or what have you, that was actually there, saw little to no violence. So everything that they said that is being covered on the media, on the lamestream media, is erroneous. Because they're only, first of all, going to cover that and only that because it represents everything that they hate in the conservatives. If they can make the conservatives look bad, that's what they're going to do. That's what they wanted to do all along. That was the point of the whole infiltration of Antifa into the MAGA group, was to start trouble and to make it look like the red hats were causing problems.
Army of domestic terrorists. He will encourage and incite violence. He will play the role of arsonist and fireman.
Good
he will
grief.
Start a civil war and then say things were more peaceful
this
when he was president.
This guy's a nut job.
We have to fight back. In this new war, the battlefield has changes. Computers can be more valuable than guns. And this is what we need now more than ever, an army of citizen detectives. I'm proposing we form a citizen army. Our weapons will be computers and cell phones.
What he's proposing is a Gestapo, a KGB form of Gestapo. Hitler did it. It's quite successful. He had people, secret police officers, working for him. It could have been your neighbor. It could have been your uncle, your brother, your aunt, your wife. You had no idea who they were. And they reported the findings against you back to Hitler. And you went up, you turned up missing. That's what this clown is suggesting. That we put together a clown, an army of individuals who are going to hunt down conservatives online and turn them in. Worse than that, as you heard the first time I played this through, he mentions killing Osama bin Laden and equates that with catching conservatives. We had to find them before we could kill them, is what he said. So does that mean are you influencing people to kill conservatives? Because that's what I'm hearing here. You're subliminally saying Osama bin Laden had to be found before he could be killed. He's found by a CIA guru, but we need to use some nerd on the left to find a conservative and eradicate them. Now, I'm kind of cross-checking this, your video here, with what other radical people on the left have mentioned about capturing and arresting conservatives and purging us from society. It's not very American. Not very American at all. And you want to call conservatives fascists. I don't know any conservatives that seek to force compliance from the left, that you have to think like us, that you have to be like us. But that's exactly what the left wants. They want us to be like them, to comply like them. This theme that Joe Biden had for his inauguration address, it was a theme of unity, but then he went on to talk about conservatives being white supremacists and racists. And that's not how you bring peace and healing. It's not how you bring unity. That's how you stir the aggression. What they mean when they say unity is they mean compliance. There will only be peace and unity when there is total compliance. When we all fit into the same mold, then there will be peace. Then there will be unity. That is the utopia of the left.
We who are monitoring extremists on the internet and reporting their findings to authorities. Remember, before the Navy SEALs killed Osama bin Laden, he had to be found. He was found by a CIA analyst working on a computer thousands of miles away. It's up to you.
Sickening. It's just sickening. So now we have Trump supporters being labeled as domestic terrorists. Wonderful. Let's not forget about the 5,000 soldiers that Biden made to sleep on the floor of the parking garage. You know, the parking garage had only one bathroom and one power outlet. Everybody had to share that space. That's the kind of leader Corona Joe is. In fact, he's so wildly popular that his inauguration speech had so many dislikes that they had to unlist it. And then a study showed that YouTube deleted 16,000 dislikes prior to disliking it, the removing of the dislikes or making it unlisted. That would tells me that they couldn't keep up with all the dislikes, even after deleting it, all the dislikes, 16,000 of them, that they had to unlist it. That doesn't sound like a man that won a presidency with 80 million votes. Sounds to me like a scheme, like a scam. Biden also signed an executive order giving 11 million illegal immigrants U.S. citizenship. He stopped construction of the border wall. Rejoined the Paris Climate Accord. He removed the travel ban on, check this out. So the majority Muslim countries that Trump put a ban on, Biden lifted that. He lifted and removed that travel ban on those majority Muslim countries, but signed a travel ban against the Europeans. Isn't that interesting? What's that all about? Oh, I guess BLM also decided that they wanted to put forth a list of their demands. So, number one, of course, they want reparations. They want money for something they didn't have to endure. They want something that their parents didn't have to endure. They want something their grandparents didn't have to endure. And above that, how are you going to be able to prove that you are even an ancestor of a slave? You could very well be an ancestor of a person that sold your own people into slavery. Oh, those exist too. They want no bail. For some reason, they want to release all the prostitutes. Look, I'm not making this up. You can go do your homework on this, but they want all the prostitutes released. They want to do away with the death penalty. Still trying to make sense of that. They like to kill babies. They want free education. I got news for you. Nothing's free. Free health care. Where's all this money going to come from? He already jacked our taxes up 20%. That's already been signed off on. He wants to defund the police. Which brings me to a topic that I want to frustrate over real quick here. In Illinois, I haven't vetted this particular part of what I'm going to say, but heard it was the Black Congressional Caucus in Illinois, but it was Democrats one way or the other, put forth a nasty law against police officers. And it was signed evidently by Congress and was sent to the governor. And all he had to do was reject it or sign off on it. But he has chosen not to sign it. And therefore, it will go into law in 3 months. This law that they're passing is among some of the most disgusting things I think I've ever read. Have you ever heard of a law that said that makes it illegal to unionize, you know, collective bargaining? It does away with collective bargaining for the police. They can no longer unionize. It takes away their immunity. So if they're doing following orders given to them by the city, then they no longer have immunity. It allows unrestricted and ungoverned disciplinary policies. Prohibits departments from taking advantage of cost-saving federal surplus programs. It allows officers to be punished or fired based on anonymous and unsubstantiated or unverified complaints. So somebody could just make something up about you. Doesn't have to be true. It could be false. And according to this law, It gets put in your folder, in your personnel folder, and it stays there forever, never to be destroyed, so they can use it against you later. It defunds all the departments. It mandates body cams. So the department can't pay for it. The officer has to pay for it. Eliminates cash bail. Enacts multiple types of benefits for felons. Prohibits use of force. On and on it goes. It's absolute lunacy. I don't know where this is going. But it's frightening. We watch in the world we live in, the country that we grew up in, watching our rights erode away by people on the left. They're not paying attention or something. They don't know. This country is a country of immigrants. So I ask the question, why did they come here? They come here because they're fleeing socialism. And if they're fortunate enough to survive, they flee, they're fleeing communism. And they come to the United States because it's free. It's a true beacon of freedom. And when you see these people that have come from Venezuela or from Cuba or from other socialist countries, Canada, and they're like, why are you pushing for socialism? What are you thinking? And they don't understand. And I can't explain it. I was listening to Prager talk about how he tried to explain freedom to somebody living in a socialist country. They don't understand how we can say whatever we want to. They don't understand freedom of expression, freedom of speech. In socialist countries, you get jailed for saying things that someone, the government, deems to be inappropriate or nasty. The reason why that's freedom in the United States is because the government dictates what can and can't be said. It's too fluid. The left is pushing for, you know, the whole hate speech thing. But there's no such thing. Only in their own little utopian world. As long as they got somebody in power, freedom of hate speech is, it's, you know, it works for them. But what if Trump was really a fascist dictator like they've made him to be? Then they would all be in prison for the things that they say against him. I found this video of Joe Biden signing this this executive order. And I'm going to turn it up really loud. You got to listen to it. You might have to turn your volume up too. But what they do is they hand him an executive order. And he says, I don't know what I'm signing. And he signs it anyway. Now, there's another clip, I couldn't find it, where Nancy Pelosi says, just sign it. And this might be it because I see her standing over his shoulder. But I'm going to go ahead and play this now. Yeah, that was it. Nancy Pelosi said, just sign it. I'm going to rewind it, listen to it real closely. One more time. So that's got to be disturbing to people. He has no idea. He lacks the cognition to know what he's signing. He's literally at this point just a Muppet for the left. Just sign it, they say. And he does. And there's stacks of them in front of him. That tells me he don't know what any of them are. He's just signing them. Just trusting the people. Just signing them. Folks, he also wants to cut the military's budget. BLM. But he will inevitably be cutting the military's budget. But why BLM wants the military's budget to be cut? I'm uncertain. That don't sound very patriotic to me. And they want the redistribution of wealth. In other words, we're asking for socialism. So if I'm working really hard and they're not working really hard, the government takes away my portion and gives my portion to them. So they have my portion. Now we're equal. That's not how it works, people. That's not how it works at all. I work really hard. I keep my earnings. If you slack, you don't get the earnings. That's how it works. But there is good news on the horizon. And I don't know if it'll work or not, but Congresswoman Marjorie Greene has introduced articles of impeachment against Corona Joe. And that's kind of exciting. See if I can find that real quick here. All right, and here it is. I'm going to read it to you. Marjorie Greene, representing the 14th District of Georgia, dated January 21st, 2021. Articles of impeachment against President Joe Biden. And I choked that out just now. I almost puked in my mouth, actually. Washington, D.C. Today, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced articles of impeachment against President Joe Biden. Had a hard time there again. For his corruption against, corrupt actions involving his quid pro quo in Ukraine and his abuse of power by allowing his son, Hunter Biden, to siphon off cash from America's greatest enemies, Russia and China. Now, I played this in an earlier episode. Joe's quid pro quo comment. He literally threatened to withhold billions of dollars if they didn't do such and such for Hunter Biden. He goes on to say, President Joe Biden is unfit to hold the office of the president. His pattern of abuse and power as President Obama's vice president is lengthy and disturbing. President Biden has demonstrated that he will do whatever it takes to bail out his son, Hunter, and line his family's pockets with cash from corrupt foreign energy companies. President Biden is even on tape admitting to a quid pro quo with the Ukrainian government threatening to withhold $1 billion in foreign aid if they did not do his bidding. President Biden residing in the White House is a threat to national security and he must be immediately impeached. Joe Biden abused the power of the office of the vice president, enabling bribery and other high crimes and misdemeanors by allowing his son to influence the domestic policy of foreign nations. That goes on some more. Next bullet point, the evidence of widespread knowledge, corruption, and collusion on behalf of the Biden family and foreign nationals is clear and compelling. Next bullet point, as Vice President Joe Biden was a senior Obama administration official overseeing anti-corruption efforts in Ukraine. Hence, any illegal activity involving corruption conducted by Hunter Biden within or in relation to Ukraine would fall under the purview of the office of the vice president. And that goes on some more. Next bullet point, in 2016, Ukraine's top anti-corruption prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, had an active and ongoing investigation into Burisma and its owner, Mykola Zlovesky. At the time, Hunter Biden continued to serve on Burisma's board of directors. According to news reports, then Vice President Biden threatened to withhold $1 billion in United States loan guarantees if Ukraine's leader did not dismiss Shokin. After that, Ukraine's parliament fired Shokin. So they got their money. Wow. And there's a couple more things on here about the business dealings with Burisma, and I don't see the other, but there's another, he's heavily invested, I think, in at least three Chinese businesses, and none of it's pretty. All of it is siphoning money, like she was saying, it's corrupt, and it's lining their pockets, but not really knowing where this is going. It's all frightening to see our precious republic falling away, and I know, as a matter of fact, when I'm studying our founding fathers and what they believed, and I'm reading the Federalist Papers and watching documentaries on the early patriots, I can't believe that they would not roll over in their grave to know what this country has become and what people like Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are doing to it. And my heart has sank significantly because I believed deeply that Trump had an ace up his sleeve and that something was going to change. And I thought that he was smarter. And I felt a little let down that the treason wasn't addressed, that the traitors are still in charge, and that we have a person in the office of the President of the United States that was not elected fairly. What's even more disturbing is that they're not going to be getting rid of Dominion machines. You could probably expect to see more of them in your voting district. Henceforth, they will forever be controlling who wins the office, who wins the Senate races, who wins the representative races, who wins the gubernatorial races, and the President of the United States. So, if God doesn't intervene soon, we'll never see another conservative elected to office again. And that's the part that breaks my heart. Because I don't claim to be a Republican. I might check in with a Republican table when I walk into the voting booth because I tend to vote for conservatives. I always vote conservatives or libertarians, whoever it is, you know, that's got the most conservative beliefs that align with my own, and certainly isn't the Democrats. But there is news on the wings that there is another party coming up called the Patriot Party. And some of my Republican colleagues believe that it will split the ticket. I don't think so. Not by much. But it doesn't matter anyway, like I was saying, because it doesn't matter what kind of red waves we have. As long as Dominion is counting our ballots, the midnight drops are always going to spike. The 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning drops are always going to spike in favor of the Democrat nominee. That's my show for today. Anyway, there is a bright side to all this. The Lord is coming back soon, and I can't wait. I'm trying to stay optimistic and positive, but I think where I get myself tied up sometimes is I put too much faith in man, and I need to stop doing that. I need to look back to the skies and put my faith in God. It's where it should have been all along. And stay focused on the truth. Stay focused on the gospel. Keep, you know, stay on task. Anyway, I want to thank all of you for listening. Hey, remember, though, the Rising Republic is listener-supported, so be sure to subscribe. You can find me on all major podcasting platforms. If you want to head over to anchor.fm, head over to anchor.fm, and you can subscribe there. You can pitch in some support for me. Can't keep my equipment upgraded, updated, because I'm going to be retiring from state government pretty soon. It'd be nice to have some extra income, some supplemental income, and I can do this hopefully full time. That would be something fun to do. I can be found on Gab now. I'm on Gab. I got Telegram, Cloud Hub. I'm L. Douglas Hogan on all these platforms. Just don't look for me on Facebook anymore. I got rid of it. You can join my newsletter. Just head over to www.ldouglashogan.com and register for my newsletter. And I have recently updated my website to include podcast links. Now, I'm not going to put a link to every podcast platform. I just used Spotify, I believe, because it's where I get the most hits, Spotify and Apple. But I just use Spotify. But I'm on Apple Podcasts, so you can go find me there too. And remember, people, keep your finger straight and off the trigger until you are ready to fire. And always stay safe and don't be running with scissors. I'm L. Douglas Hogan. Thank you for listening to The Rising Republic.